acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. Is it true that a diesel engine can operate underwater while a gasoline engine cannot? You sometimes see military vehicles running in extreme conditions, and these conditions can include deep submersion during a river fording. Creating a vehicle that can run submerged is a challenge. In order for any type of combustion engine to run, it must have a source of air, and it must be able to release exhaust gases. If the water is not too deep, a few feet, say, the exhaust gases can take care of themselves because they are under pressure. The air intake is usually the problem. As soon as you submerge the air intake, the engine can no longer get air and it will stop running. You can get around the air intake problem by adding a snorkel. Military Humvees often have a snorkel attached, and it allows them to submerge in up to 5 feet of water. In order to handle submersion like this, the engine and the rest of the vehicle must be waterproofed, however. So your question changes into, is it easier to waterproof a diesel engine than it is to waterproof a gasoline engine? To waterproof any off-road vehicle, there are lots of different things to think about. For example, any electrical devices like the instruments, the engine control computers, motors for fans, windshield wipers, and so on, lights, battery, etc., all have to be sealed. Second, any venting for things like the crankcase, the differential, and stuff like that must also be sealed or vented at the same level as the snorkel. The fuel tank must be sealed and vented appropriately, and any chamber or crevice that can fill with water must have a drain. Assuming that all these other things have been taken care of, and assuming that the engine is waterproofed, then the vehicle can run underwater. In general, it's easier to waterproof a diesel engine than it is to waterproof a gasoline engine because the spark plugs and ignition system in a gasoline engine are complicated when you get them wet. These components run at high voltage, and sealing them is harder, although it's not impossible. A diesel engine, on the other hand, has no ignition system. See How Diesel Engines Work at HowStuffWorks for details on that. If the diesel engine has a mechanical fuel pump for the injectors and a mechanical transmission, there's also no engine control electronics to worry about. These features can make a diesel engine relatively easy to waterproof. That's why most military vehicles that ford rivers or run submerged have diesel engines.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.
And be sure to check out the BrainStuff blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.